Al Harishonim va'al ho'acharonim. We've mentioned that, beginning with mitzvah tzitzis, we've mentioned the responsibility of one generation for the next, that there should be continuation from door to door, from one generation to the other, in our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we continue in that vein to say that everything that we have accepted upon ourselves in the Kriyas Shema is something that is accepted, true, it is something that is embraced, and we take pride in, all of us, Harishainim, the generations that are earliest, those of the Avos and the generations of the Jewish people from Sinai, who are the early generations, the Rishonim, v'al ha'acharonim. Equally so, it's the same for the later generation. Now think about that, that the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the joy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a way of relating to Him and of conceiving of our relationship with Him that we have just as they had. That the way they think and feel and have pride in Hashem, who was redeeming us from Mitzrayim, who took us in the Midbar, who brought us to Eretz Yisrael, who has done all this for us, and we're so appreciative, and we so recognize, and we so devote ourselves to Him, and only to Him. That was the way it was for the Rishonim, and it's the exact same way for us. We have the same regard, we have the same feeling, we have the same recognition and appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they did. Even though it's thousands of years later, and experientially, certainly, we have not personally experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yam Suf, the falls of the walls of Jericho. You know, we haven't been there for Kibush Haaretz, to see the land being won by the Jewish people, and Eretz Yisrael becoming our inheritance. Emirat Hashem, we'll see it again. We're beginning to see it now. But to say that we, the Rishonim and the Achronim, the very earliest and the very last of generations, are joined together is a fantastic idea and relates all of the Jewish people and joins us all together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Melech. It's a davar toiv v'kayom la'olam v'ed. It's something that we affirm together as being so good. It's something that's kaya, meaning it's something that's lasting forever. Emes ve'emuna. Something that's true and something you can have faith in. It is a chok ve'lo ya'avor. It's something that is chok, meaning it is a rule, hard and fast. Ve'lo ya'avor, it's not transient. It's not going anywhere.
Focus something that one can't explain, that has no explanation, but an acceptance is as opposed to a mission.
True. Chok is the kind of mitzvah which is something that, even without explanation, is embraced and accepted. And the nature of saying that this, that we take on a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the way of Chok, is meant to say, not that we can't understand it, but it's meant to mean that in any instance, even when there's going to be opposition to it or challenges to it, it's still inviolate. It doesn't mean that there's no sense to it, so much as it is Chuki, meaning it has to be. And therefore, even when there are challenges which you might hear, feel, see in life, but why has HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemingly not done what we think He should be doing? Or Chalila, other questions which a person might be moved to ask because of the difficulties. Am Yisrael has gone through so much. And we understand that there are times when we could ask, but why HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And when we don't see Him as the you know, we're going to talk in a moment about how he is Goyaleinu, Goyalavusenu, Yitzreinu, Paideinu, Matzileinu. When those moments when we don't see that are the moments in which we happen to be living, still we understand Chok v'lo yavo, that the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inviolate. It's something decreed, and it's something that is standing. It is Chok v'lo yavo. It cannot ever change. It's not something that we can ever undo. Emes sha'atuhu Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. You are ours, our God, the God of our fathers. Malkeinu, our Melech. In what manner? Melech Aviseinu, the way you were the Melech for our Avos. Which means, again, we are going to see ourselves relating to you the way our Avos related to you. And we're going to think of ourselves the way they thought of themselves in relation to you. And that might require a bit of work for a person to say to himself or herself, let me imagine what the feeling was for a Jew in the Midbar. But that's what we do. That's what we do as Jews who embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even as they did, and at the same time as they embrace Him. When we come to the Pesach Seder, we have a mitzvah, b'chol dor v'dor, chayev adam l'rois es atzmoik iluhu yotza mimitzrayim. We have to understand this is a time when we are leaving Mitzrayim. This is now when our freedom is being gained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is granting it to us now, this year, at this time, on this 15th of Nisan of this year. Now, we relate therefore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as people newly freed. And we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same feeling and with the same awe and appreciation as they did when they actually physically left Mitzrayim. So that's why we say He is Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, Malkeinu, Melech Aviseinu, Goyaleinu, He is our Redeemer, Goyal Aviseinu, as He was the Redeemer of our Avos. And the Navi says, Ki Meitzeischa, just as we left Mitzrayim and Enon Eflois, we're going to see again a redemption, and it's compared to the redemption that we experienced when we left Mitzrayim. Because we're going to experience it personally, and it's going to be a mirror image in certain ways of what it was we experienced when we left Mitzrayim. So, therefore, we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate Him the same way they did. So we are joined together, Al Rishonim v'Al Acharonim. We are joined together, the entire array of generations, all at once. So when a Jew stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says these words after Kriyat Shema, approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and about to recite the Amida, about to go before Him in prayer, we are not alone. And we're not only together with those who are davening with us in the room, we're not only together with those who are davening Shacharit, wherever they may be throughout the world, we are together with the Avos, we are together with the Imos, we are together with the generations before us. And we are at the same moment glancing upward and embracing and recognizing Him and having the same kind of relationship with Him that they, the Avos and Imos, had, the Rishonim and the Acharonim, are together.
So we're speaking as a nation and not as an individual.
Both. We're speaking as individuals and as a nation. Absolutely. We're talking about as individuals. We are going to be where my fathers were vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to be where my fathers and mothers were. I'm going to be talking to the same Ribono Shel Olam the way they did. And I'm going to see Him and appreciate Him and know Him and be glory and be gloriously involved with Him, and proudly so, the way they were. I'm going to have the same feeling of what we read in V'yatzev Nachon, that it's Ohov and Chovev and Nechmod and Noyim and Noira, Adir, Mesukun and Mekubal, just as they experienced that and just as it was to them. So special and so delightful to know Hashem, to be with Hashem, to affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that affirmation is now as much true for me, and it's as much my privilege to be so affirming Him as it was theirs. And I'm therefore joined with those generations all at once. We are together. Because it's Allah Rishonim V'Allah Acharonim. He is Goyaleinu and Goyal Aviseinu. He is Yotzreinu, which means the source who has created us to be what we are as we are. The Yotzer, meaning the one who forms our lives and the substance of our lives. But he's also Tzur, which means something completely dependable, like a rock of salvation, something you can depend upon. He is that great Tzur Yeshua Seinu, is the rock of salvation of Yeshua to be taking care of us. Poideinu Umatzileinu. He is the one who redeems us. Matzileinu, who saves us and rescues us. Me'alom Shmecha. This has always been the characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who saved Avram Avinu. Before him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who saved Noach. Shem Cha Min Yafes. So the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Poid U'matzil, the one who takes the worthy human being and makes sure to keep him and her safe, to be Poid U'matzil, Me'olam Shmecha. This is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'olam, since forever. Ein Elohim Zulasach. And it's interesting that it says the name Elohim, which is Midas Hadin, which is the characteristic of strict judgment, because even in strict judgment, even in that Midah of Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Poida U'matzil. Ein Elohim Zulasach is, however, also a concession to the fact that we have to earn his pidyon and his hatzalah. It's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Poida U'matzil. But Ein Elohim Zulasach, it's something we should try to gain in judgment. There is no other Elohim, and there is no ultimate judge of what's right and what's wrong, Zulasach, aside from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the next paragraph is known as Seder Ezras Aviseinu. And what is being said in Ezras Aviseinu is focus on this last point, the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Poida U'matzil, that he is Redeemer and Savior. And because this leads up to Geula, Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, this is the introductory paragraph then for the conclusion of this, the bracha that comes after Kriyas Shema, the bracha of Geula. Ezras Avoyseinu Atohu Me'olam. You are the one who gave help, who extended succor and support to our Avos and Imahos since forever. Again, we mean Avraham, Erur Kasdim, we mean Yitzchak, when he faced the aggression of the Plishtim and Yaakov when he was faced with Esav and Lavan and all the adversity in Yaakov's life. All of the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were the one who was Ezras Avoseinu Me'olam forever. Mogein, a shield that protects so that nothing can cause any harm. Umayshia, and to help if in any way there is a threat. Livnehem, acharehem, for the children of the Avos after them, b'chol dor v'dor. Sounds very much like what we say in V'hisha Amda. Elo she'b'chol dor v'dor, omdim aleinu l'chal yiseinu, as we mentioned in the Seder, that in every generation, there are those who challenge us and who would destroy us. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. Berum oylam moishavecha. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course you are of a different world and of a different nature, incorporeal, not a flesh and blood power, not a power of this worldly, earthly nature, but yet, while you are Burum Olam, in the highest reaches, meaning in the most unphysical way, a God that's different entirely from all of creation, but you're not distant. You're different, and very, very much so, removed from anything we could understand and grasp. But yet, we know that O'al Berum Olam Shevecha, where that's where your idea really resides, in the idea of incorporeality, U'mishpatecha, but what you see to it should happen, Mishpat, judgment, Vitzitkoscha, righteousness as you want it to play out in this world, it extends ad afse aretz, to the farthest reaches of the planet. There's not a point in the universe where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's law and his will does not extend. So that the Gemara says that the slightest, smallest matter and the life of the most insignificant creature is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mindful of, that it is the Almighty's will for every living creature, for example, to have what it needs to sustain that particular creature so that it shall live and not die. As an example, that the reproductive process of the smallest insect, and that they should be able to replicate, that there shall be this kind of the smallest, seemingly insignificant insect. That's all something with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very concerned. Because Mishpat, how Hashem judges Vitzitkoscha and Hashem's righteousness, how He wants goodness and where He wants His goodness to be expressed and how, it reaches ad afse aretz, to the most farthest reaches. And afse aretz, by the way, means from the word ephes, which means something seemingly unimportant and insignificant. So we translated afse aretz to meaning the farthest reaches, but it also means where you would think, ephes, there's nothing here, meaning there's no importance to it. It ephes. There's no importance to it. There's no weight to it. There's no significance to it. Therefore, there would be no reason for anyone, let alone an almighty creator, to be mindful of it. No.
But you could say that about man. One can say that, Hashem could say that about man, not about an insect. That man is insignificant. That
true? That's also true. What you're saying is that as far, relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man is also no greater or no more significant than an insect. There's a lot of truth to what you're saying. But certainly relative to what we think is important and less important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly is so far removed, and yet there's nothing in the universe with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not directly influence, have concern, and maintain ongoing presence with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. He fills the universe. His presence is ubiquitous. And therefore, his nature, if you will, which is a nature of din and rachamim, the result being mishpat and tzedek, they are ad afsi arts. Ashrei ish sheyishma lemitzvaysecha. And therefore, how fortunate and how praiseworthy is a human being, sheyishma lemitzvaysecha, who observes, and doesn't just observe, but sheyishma, meaning who listens. Listening to the commandments means understanding them. Sheyishma lemitzvaysecha means to have insight into what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and why. Shema doesn't just mean to hear something accidentally. It means to listen. It means to turn your ear. It means to be attuned and then to derive understanding through the work that it takes to actually get to the essence of what the message really is and the function of that message, what its ultimate intent is, what it's supposed to lead to. So Yishma Ashri Isha Yishma L'mitzvaysecha means to know and understand the mitzvos, what they are intending to become in me, what they are intending to do to cause me to become, how they are going to be the manner in which I become related to and involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way. So it means a lot. It doesn't just mean, you know, surface level. Hear the mitzvah, do it. No, we're not talking about mitzvah sanashim milimudam, doing something by rote. We're talking about sheyishma lemitzvah yisecha. Because this is with great understanding that the person then embraces the mitzvah and reaches, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Note that it says sheyishma lemitzvah yisecha in Lashon Osit, in future tense. Because we're always able to do a little better. Everybody should always say, I'm going to hear, I'm going to understand, I'm going to seek out the message with a little more clarity than I ever had it before. It's always about getting things just a little sharper and hearing it with greater acuity and then having a greater grasp of the matter. Rav Schwab says that what's implied here is tshuva. Sheyishma l'mitzvah secha, that we're going to do it better, we're going to be bali teshuva, we're going to come back to a closer, more proximal, more intense and truer relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he explains, well, that's why it says Ashrei Ish, because the Gemara says, it's Gemara Nevoda Zohar, the Gemara says that how fortunate a person is to turn back and become better as a human being in their better years, in their stronger years, when a person is an ish v'isha, when a person is still very much in their vigorous strength, in that time of life when they have energy, when they have a lot of verve, when they have optimism, when they have yet so much that they can and feel they will achieve, as opposed to someone who at the very, very end of life says, well, I can't do much, but I can think and feel and recognize that there's an Almighty, I'll turn my heart to Him now, even though I don't have much energy, even though I don't have much strength to actually do more than think, than feel, or maybe it's fear that my end is near, so I better come back to Him now. Better late than never. So Ashrei Ish sheyishma l'mitzvah secha means how good it is when in earlier in life, when you still have energy and you're still up and about, that's the time to say, I'm going to be a shamea l'mitzvah secha. I'm going to listen to the message and listen to the Torah. And again, like we see in the next words, v'seroscha u'devarcha, that the Torah u'devarcha, every word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decrees. Dvarcha doesn't just mean the words of Torah. Again, it means things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed. Things that He has caused that are not necessarily directly asking me to do. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed. He has made certain things a certain way. He has decreed certain things for me in my personal life. These two are Dvarcha. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made the world. This is how He has structured the world. This is how He has formed and engaged with me in my life. That's the decree, the gzeira, that I know of. These are also to be reckoned with. Yosim al libo. They are to be taken to heart. It's not just that they are accepted or that we believe it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosim al libo means that we think about that and that we, as we say in English, take it to heart, meaning that we dwell on it, that we understand that there is a very personal interaction that's involved through Torah and dvarcha, through what his gzeros have been, as they've affected me, there is something that makes me, in my heart, very much affected by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has asked of us and has done for us and for me. It's alibay, it's on the person's heart, and the person therefore reacts to it in a certain way, with a responsibility, with a sense of being in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with any sense of just serving him when we daven or making a bracha and then having a separate, unconnected balance to our lives that has nothing to do with him. If Sarascha Dvarcha Yasim al Libo, the whole person is a different person. He or she is involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very, very constant way, in a very deep way, and that person is truly religious, not just observant, but religious. There's a huge difference between being merely observant of particular things at specific times and in certain times, places, and with certain instrumentalities, with certain items. You know, I put on my tefillin, I take them off, I blow my shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I, you know, read the Torah, and when we are at Birchas HaTorah and for Kriyas HaTorah, but that's not Yasim al Libay. That's not something that becomes a part of the whole person's consciousness, that becomes a person's way of life, way of thinking, way of feeling. When it's al Libo, it's a completely changed person. It's a truly religious personality. Ashrei ish yishma lemitzvaysecha v'sarascha dvarcha yasim al Libo. That the good fortune is with the person, and praiseworthy is the person who is taking it to heart, so that the entire person is uplifted, is a religious person with that kind of an ongoing relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that makes the person very different from one who is, God forbid, disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.